Cubs and the Giants on Monday. The mighty Metallica performing the national anthem. And in the top of the second, Javier Baez would be a harvester of sorrow for Matt Moore.
Baez hitting 268 with 15 home runs. He's got 46 driven in. And he swings at the first pitch. And this is way out into Triple's alley. And it is off the bottom of the wall. And it kicks way away from Montgomery. This is going to score a run, and Baez has got a chance to score. They're going to wave him in. Here's Moncrief's throw. It's all the way to the plate. Posey tags him. Not in time. It's an inside-the-park home run for Javier Baez.
The middle infield is backed up. They'll give away a run here to get the double play. And now the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with the curveball, which is exactly what Arrieta was pitching for there. Here's the pitch. Swing and a double play ball right to shortstop. Baez to second one, Zobrist to first. Double play, and the Giants do not score again. They had a runner at third with nobody out and could not get him home. On to the fifth inning, 3-0 Chicago. Jay still at second. The 1-0 pitch. Line drive, base hit to right center. The lefties just continue to destroy Matt Moore. Here's Jay coming around third, and he's going to score. The throw goes into second. 4-0 Cubs.
And Arrieta to panic. Swinging a line drive in the left center field, a base hit. Here comes Span. He's going to score. It's 5-3. And here come the Giants.
As Davis bent over at the waist, looks in, he gets the sign from Contreras. And the pitch. And Span shoots it up the middle. It's slowed down. Baez grabs it by second, throws to first. And that's a double play, and that's the ball game. So Span hit it well. He just bounced it off of Davis. It rolled to Baez. And Baez stepped on second. And that was it.
Cubs earned the 5-3 win. Jake Arrieta pitches into the seventh for the victory. He owns a 2.18 ERA since the start of July. The Cubs join the Diamondbacks and the Twins as the only teams in the majors with inside-the-park home runs in each of the past two seasons. The Giants mounted a late-inning comeback after falling into a 5-0 hole, but it was not enough as the Giants fell to the Cubs on Monday by a 5-3 score. Here is San Francisco skipper Bruce Bochy.
No, there wasn't much he can do about it. I mean, he's tracking the ball to the wall there. I mean, you're not positive it's going to hit the wall up where it did. And it just took a nice hop for them. But I think he showed the arm that he has with that throw at home. I mean, that was a bang-bang play. And from where he threw it, it wasn't like he took a lot of time to load up on it. Later in the game, he made a throw to third base. This guy just has a gun. He came in to pitch to Sacramento. I think his first pitch, he said, was 97, somewhere in there. But, that was a big play, really, for them. Two outs, nobody on, base hit inside the Parker. Now, they're up two. You know, that was a big turnaround.
You said before the game you thought Ryder would figure it out. Was it good to see him have a night like that after the last week or so?
Yeah, it was. Really, Parker, he swung the bat well. Ryder did. Those guys did some good things. We had some extra base hits. We had some good at-bats in that game. You know, it comes down, you got to get some hits with runners on base. And not picking up those early runs hurt us. We had second, third, one out. We had first and third, nobody out. And couldn't get a run out of that. You know, it's a different ball game, and that's part of the game. And, you know, you're facing a good pitcher out there, and he made pitches when he had to. But, we did what we were hoping. We'll take some good at-bats, create some nice situations. Hopefully you cash in, and in the early part we didn't.
Kane was able to come out of some very tough situations. Could you talk about his performance? And
oh, he did a great job
in that role.
Yeah, Matty did a really nice job. We made it a bit difficult for him too. A couple plays there, and I thought the play at first, he looked out with naked eye, and our guys were pretty sure he was out, but didn't get the call. But you know what? He made pitches when he had to, get that big double play. Matty did a good job. We had some guys that needed a rest tonight, so he helped out there. We had Osich ready if Matty needed help. But, no, I thought he did a good job of adjusting, pitching out of the bullpen, and kept them there and gave us a chance.
You know, even when Moore has pitched better, the results aren't there. When he pitches poorly, the results aren't there. Is there anything you really kind of hope to look for in his last few starts, if not better numbers?
Yeah, he's, I mean, he's really, really good at times, and then he just, you know, he just makes mistakes. You know, that's what it's coming down to. You know, we had a pitcher up next. He, you know, he gave up that inside to Parker. It looked like a fastball down the middle. He didn't get that ball where he wanted. And, you know, a couple other times he didn't control the ball quite as well as he probably should have. Yeah, we really got to fix this left-handed deal. Lefties are having too much success off of them. I think tonight they had six hits. You know, if you look at the year, he's got too good of stuff to have left-handers hitting him like this. So this is what we got to work on too.
Hey, Bruce, can we just go back to Matt again, Matt Cain? He should have the capability of being a really good reliever. He's still got his velocity. He knows how to set up hitters and pitch in different situations. It should be a good spot for him if he's willing to do it.
Oh, I think so, yeah, it could be. I think with his experience, he has ability to keep his poise out there. Yeah. You saw tonight he had a pitch in traffic quite a bit. He's resilient. He can, you know, I wouldn't use him tomorrow, but I'm betting he could pitch tomorrow if needed. And, you know, he's got four pitches. I think he'd be a good swing guy, long guy, or like tonight, pitching two, three innings. Or start a game. So, no, I think he has that ability. And really, the most important part of all this is his, you know, Matt being willing to accept this role. He says, no problem, I'm here to help.
The Giants try to bounce back on Tuesday behind Ty Block. He'll be opposed by Jose Quintana.